The show I was born with on a one-night stand in Kansas was the Keaton and Houdini Medicine Show Company. That's Harry Houdini, the handcuff king.
I see.
My father was a grotesque comedian, and my mother was the ingenue soubrette singer and dancer in the show. I fell down a flight of stairs when I was around 6 months old. They picked me up, and no bruises, and didn't seem to hurt myself, and Houdini says, "That was a buster." The old man says, "That's a good name. We'll call him that."
How'd you write yourself into your parents' act and become the Three Keatons?
Oh, he put a grotesque clothes on me similar to the ones he was wearing. And so I had big pants and big shoes on immediately. And they started playing me in matinees only when I'm around 3 years old.
I see.
Time I got about four, some manager says, "You keep him in for the night shows and we'll raise your salary $10. So my first salaried week is in 1899.
What did draw you away from that into films?
I don't know. I'd been watching motion pictures while I was touring the country, and I liked to watch the work there. And when Arbuckle says, "Have you ever been in a motion picture?" I told him, I said, "I've never even been in the studio." He says, "Well, come on down, try a bit with me and see how you like it." Well, everything about the studio I liked. The first thing I did was make a friend with the cameraman and get in the cutting room and tear a camera to pieces and everything else and find out how I could get trick photography and things I could do with a camera that I couldn't do on the stage. Well, it's a fascinating business when you're as young as I was then.
How long did you stay at this Colony studio?
Well, we soon learned the type of pictures that we were making there. See, Arbuckle had just left Senate.
Yes.
And he was used to making pictures in the Keystone fashion. And most of our pictures, oh, two-thirds of it would be exteriors.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a little too tough to try to do those chases and scenes anywhere around the studios in New York.
I see.
So he made Joe Skank, the producer, ship us to California after we made about 6 two-reelers there.
When was that?
It was early part of 1917. I stayed with Arbuckle on the coast for about 6 more pictures and got into the Army, the 40th Division, and I was a doughboy in France for 7 months.
Mm-hmm.
I was only in the Army a year. When I got back, I only made 2 more pictures with Roscoe, and Joe Skank sold his contract to Paramount.
Mm-hmm.
And the minute he did that, he turned the company over to me and then went and bought me a studio. In fact, he bought me Chaplin's old studio and named it the Keaton Studio. And all he did is the producer says, "You're to make 8 two-reelers a year. We're going to release through the new outfit that Marcus Lowe has just bought called Metro." So he never knew when I was shooting or what I was shooting. I just set out to make those 8 pictures a year. Well, I did that for about 2.5 years, and then Marcus Lowe decided I should do features. Well, that when we started into features, then you only make 2 a year, a spring release and a fall release.
I've seen you quoted as saying that one reason you made feature pictures was that you were getting top billing anyway for the 2-reelers,
well,
and not the money for it.
Yeah, the majority of exhibitors would advertise our picture above the featured picture. You see, we never got on the same program with a Bill Hart or Doug Fairbanks or Mary Pickford or Gloria Swanson or Mabel Normand or none of the big stars of that day. We always got... Well, I better not name the names, but the exhibitor was practically paying as much for our 2-reeler rental as he did for the feature.
What did a feature picture cost in the early 1920s?
I ran the lowest of the 3 making them. I ran around $225,000 to the picture. That would include my salary.
I see.
Harold Lloyd, he would go a little more than that. And Chaplin went higher still. Of course, Charlie was a little independent and a little lazy at times. He stopped immediately trying to make two pictures a year, satisfied to make one. Mm-hmm. And after he made a couple like that, then he'd skip a year and make one, and he'd skip 3 years and make one. He got very lazy.
I've seen you quoted, too, I think, saying that Chaplin sometimes would go to Europe in the middle of making a picture.
Oh, sure. Take a trip.
Have the talkies plunged films artistically downhill?
Oh, I don't think so. But there's only a certain type of people at work like I did or any of the people that were so successful in the silent days is in laying out a story. When you've got spots in there where you can do things in action, you should take advantage of it. And the average company don't do that. I send W.C. Fields in there just to get me the telephone book and look up a number for me. For some reason or other, he'll have trouble just getting that telephone book and finding it. He'll get 10 laughs where Hope won't get one.
Al Capp has said, "We laugh at Chaplin City Lights because we are eternally delighted at the inhumanity of man to man." Now, in view of your own brand of dour, deadpan humor, Mr. Keaton, would you agree that human pain, not pleasure, is at the bottom of most successful humor?
Yes, I'm afraid I do, to a certain extent. A great deal of it. Because an audience will laugh at things happening to you, and they certainly wouldn't laugh if it happened to them. And another thing I found, too, the biggest thing that any comedian has got in television is digging up material. I'll give you an idea. I said I used to make 8 two-reelers a year. Well, a two-reeler was a half-hour show.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now when television comes along, they want 39 of those a year. Well, there's only one way you can get material. I mean, just hiring writers and gag men don't solve the problem. You've got to start repeating and stealing.
Mm-hmm.
Anything you can think of, he says, well, we did that 3 or 4 weeks ago in a drugstore. The next time we'll do it in a butcher shop. It's the quickest way to forest lawn that I know of. Dig up material for that weekly show.